Well, mystery is afoot at the Falcon Theater. And joining me in the studio this evening is Derek Snow, the director of the upcoming production of Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sherlock Holmes. Wow, that is a big undertaking.
Yes, it is. It's a huge one for me. I'm a huge Doyle fan. Read it all my life, most of my childhood, and just jumped at the opportunity. As soon as I saw that they were doing the show, I immediately contacted Ted, the AD, and just kind of put my little two cents in about how much I'd love to direct it if it were available. So it happened for me. I'm grateful.
Now, this is one of the Sherlock Holmes classics that most people are familiar with.
Yeah.
What makes this production different?
Oh, man. It takes the Hound of the Baskervilles legend and turns it on its head in the way of a farce that is kind of really interesting to do, because there are, you know, your basic Holmes and Watson characters, and then you have a cast with three other actors that play 43 different characters. So it definitely takes Hound of the Baskerville into a whole other direction.
And as a farce, I'm assuming it goes at a very clipping pace.
Oh, yes, yes. That's the thing we've been doing. Like, my actors have put in so much work that they're literally sweating every time we leave the rehearsal space, you know, and they thank me for it because they haven't had that kind of, like, experience. And I love the fact that I can sort of watch them do that, because as an actor, it's kind of something I've always wanted to do, but it's also very rewarding to see it being played out as a director as well.
And of course, Ken Ludwig is a genius at farce.
Yes.
People may remember years ago his production, Lend Me a Tenor.
Yes, I love that show. It's one of my favorite shows. When I heard that this was coming up, I automatically thought back to The Game's Afoot, another one. He was very good at doing Sherlock Holmes kind of mysteries and comedy. So I think this is just one of those stories that he was just itching to get to. And I'm glad to kind of have a chance to grab it myself.
So who are our Holmes and Watson?
Holmes is very fine actor Matt Dentino, who I've worked with before at the Falcon Theater, and Alan Kushter, who I haven't worked with before, but is a phenomenal Dr. Watson. He's just been bringing so much to the experience and just kind of adding a new little twist to Watson every day that I didn't think of before, and kind of helping me a little bit too.
And of course, one of the classic elements of a Holmes mystery is Holmes and Watson and how they interact.
Yes, yes. It's kind of that dynamic where Holmes becomes the petulant child and Watson has to reel him back in, and then they switch roles and they kind of make fun of each other back and forth. But the friendship and the brotherhood is always there. And I love that part of the show as well.
So that's two of the 45 characters. You've got 43 other characters played by how many actors?
Three actors. Yes, there's an actor one, actor two, and actress one, who all take on everything from Lestrade to the maids to pitch drivers and carriage drivers and all that kind of thing. So it's a nice experience just watching them kind of just go out for a second or black out and back up to another character in 2-3 seconds time.
And who are our three lucky performers?
Our three lucky performers are Jordan Trevelyan, who plays actress one, Dan Robertson, who is our actor two, and Nick DeNuzio, who is our actor one.
Now, for Holmes purists, how closely does this stick to the original story?
Very closely, actually. I think the story has its way of kind of just skipping over some of the minor characters in the book. You know, the novel is meant to be sort of a horror tale, so you don't get to see the carriage drivers in detail or the man with the black beard in detail. But in this story, they make sure that they highlight them for the sake of the actors. And they're fun to watch them kind of go and change and put on a beard or come and change and put on a hat, you know, and things like that. So it's great.
Now, one of the great things about doing farce is the physical comedy.
Yes.
What are some of the challenges that you and the actors have faced with dealing with the physical requirements that Ken Ludwig has put in place?
I had a few workshops with some movement coaches to come in just to try to remind them that when they're coming on, it's fun to have vocal changes and things like that. But really what the audience gravitates to is seeing that physical change, you know, to see you come in as a completely different character in body, in voice, in movement, everything. And I think that's what makes the story fun, because every time they come back in, it's not just a question of changing your voice, but it's coming in and having a limp this time, or, you know, grabbing your back or having a different walk or a gait or any kind of those things. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier there are times when an actor leaves the stage and almost immediately comes back on, or the lights go out and lights come up and they're different characters. That oftentimes involves quite a bit of quick change artistry.
Yes.
Do you have a lot of that going on?
Yeah, we do. We actually decided for the three actors in particular to do base costumes of basic black and then to just add one or two elements for each character. That way the quick changes are precise and they still convey the characters as they mean to portray when they come out on stage for the audience.
One of the things that I really enjoy about farce is the whole sort of rhythmic cadence of door slamming. Do we have a lot of door slamming in this show?
We have, I think, more door slams than I've ever seen in the show before. And we've had to do that just because the way this show is written and the fact that it changes setting and locale so quickly that we have that as a device. So it's kind of a device that's used for comedy as well, because sometimes there's a door slam when there isn't really one necessary. And it kind of makes the actors respond going, hey, what's going on? And it's funny for the audience as well.
Well, and that's a very important point. Oftentimes, a farce will make fun of itself.
Yes.
Or the style. And they will have things, you know, the actor comes in the wrong costume intentionally. Yeah. Do we find some of these elements in your production?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a few where they're actually all five actors are on stage and they make reference to a character that should be getting ready to come on. And they go, ahem. And make sure that the actor knows that they're talking about them so the actor can run off and come back in, hastily dressed, of course, but yes.
Now, you've mentioned it before that you're a big Holmes fan. Mm-hmm. What was it like entering into the Ken Ludwig world for you in terms of your love for the mystery genre and your obvious enjoyment of the farce genre?
I thought it was going to be pretty, like, stark. I thought I was going to have trouble with the farcical aspect of it because I love that story in particular so much. The Hound of the Baskervilles is one of my favorite Holmes tales. So I was a little, you know, leery about reading it the first time. And then after I read and found that he was so faithful to the source material and so loving, he treated it so lovingly, I had no choice then but to kind of just fall completely into the comedy and the physical aspect of it. So it's been great.
Is there anything that you're indulging in with your love of Holmes and Watson in this production, maybe adding little touches of your own?
Definitely. You know, there's a few scenes where Mrs. Stapleton, the beautiful woman of the story who kind of takes everyone by surprise, she has a moment where she comes in and the spotlight hits her and butterflies tweet and birds sing because she's so gorgeous. And I did my own little Derek twist in there and threw something that's going to maybe not be of that time period, but certainly kind of adhere to the, you know, the humor that's in it. So, yeah, I'll leave that for the mystery.
Many of our listeners may be more used to seeing you on stage than having you at the helm of a production. What are some of the differences for you when you approach a piece, when you're directing versus when you're acting?
I'm always, as an actor, I think, more aware of, and particularly with my own study, just trying to get into character. I'm big on method acting and those kind of things. So I adhere to those old school traditions. I was raised in Stanislavski, and at SCPA, I was, you know, really into sense memory and things like that. So now that I get a chance to direct and kind of get into like more viewpoints and movement, I think it's been more interesting for me as a director to appreciate those as well, because I was so stringent on my own upbringing and sort of my discipline. So it's nice to kind of break away from that and kind of get into other people's worlds.
The technical aspect of a farce is oftentimes the additional character, because mm-hmm. the set is used so much, there's so much with regards to costume. Who are your designers?
Tara Williams is my costume designer, and that's been really good because I've worked with her as an actor as well and understand what she has to go through with this. Her initial reaction to reading this show was, I'm not going to have to costume 43 different characters, am I? And I'm, no, not at all. It'll be a hat here. It'll be a mustache here. It'll be a cane here, you know, and that made it a lot easier for her to just kind of suggest pieces that would let the audience know immediately who they're dealing with instead of a full costume change where everybody's running around and bumping into each other backstage.
And who's responsible for keeping the doorknobs on all the slamming doors?
Oh, my goodness. So we have sound design by Ted Weil, and we have Tom Peters also doing a lot of my sound effects. And technical director actually is going to be Tara as well. So we have a bunch of the Falcon folk kind of just all jumping in head first and, like, helping me out. So it's great.
Have you prepped your actors for what to do if something misfires?
The good thing about this core group is that they are amazing at improv. So I kind of throw at them each night, we're going to run act one, but let me see completely different characters from the ones you've sort of established already. Let me just see you go off the rails for a while and see what we come up with. And sometimes we just make these discoveries that I think will serve them well if something should go awry. I think they'll be right on it. Yeah, they're that good.
Well, that's Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, presented by Falcon Theater May 3rd through the 18th. For more information on the show, as well as the upcoming Falcon Theater season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Derek Snow, director of the show. Thank you so much for dropping by,
Derek. Thank you so much for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Thank you.